BBC News with Nick Kelly. The White House has accused Russia of undermining the sovereignty and security of countries worldwide with its nerve agent attack on a former spy in an English city. In a forthright statement, staunchly backing Britain, the US called it part of a pattern of subversive behaviour by Moscow. The British government is significantly boosting its funding for the military laboratory whose scientists helped identify the rare nerve agent used in the attack. It's modernising its defence programme with a new Chemical Weapons Defence Centre. President Trump has picked a TV commentator, Larry Kudlow, as his new economic advisor. The former investment banker replaces Gary Cohn, who resigned last week over new steel and aluminium tariffs. Researchers in the United States say they've found particles of plastic in some of the most popular brands of bottled water in the largest study of its kind. Those companies whose brands were tested told the BBC they stood by the safety of their products. A military helicopter has crashed in Senegal, killing 6 of the 20 people on board. The aircraft went down in a mangrove forest in a coastal area in the southwest. A prison riot in Bolivia has ended with 7 inmates dead. Riot police stormed the notoriously overcrowded prison in the eastern city of Santa Cruz. Slovenia's Prime Minister Miro Cerar has stepped down. It follows a decision by the Supreme Court to annul a referendum result approving a key government railway project. The court said the government campaign had been one-sided. And a woman in the American state of Minnesota who killed her boyfriend in a YouTube video prank that went wrong has been jailed for 6 months. The boyfriend, Pedro Ruiz, convinced Mona Lisa Perez to shoot him at close range with a powerful pistol, believing that a thick book he held in front of his chest would shield him. They wanted the video to go viral. BBC News.